I'll make some brief remarks about my recent meetings with the Security Council, and then I'll quickly touch on a new report on the future of the protection of civilian sites. And then, as usual, I'm happy to take questions. Last week, I briefed the UN Security Council about the changes that we are seeing as a result of the peace agreement. I pointed out that the ceasefire had largely continued to hold, and thanks to that relative calm, nearly 600,000 displaced people have returned home in the past year. Humanitarian access has improved. Food production has increased as people begin planting again. Government and opposition members are working closely together here in Juba, and there has been particularly strong momentum in peace building at the grassroots level, with more than 130 peace meetings being held across the country. That peace is still fragile, though. Critical issues of unifying the armed forces and decisions around states and boundaries still need to be resolved. UNMISS is providing technical assistance, including contracting an experienced retired general from Ethiopia to help parties to determine the country's future security policy. And we will continue, in addition to that, to host many peace-building meetings around the country. But the statements of the Security Council members and from the private conversations I also held showed a real consensus on South Sudan. And their message was very clear. South Sudan has the support of the international community, but tangible results are needed and needed now. Members spoke strongly about the need for parties to fulfil their commitment to move to a transitional government on the 12th of November. We know there are complex issues that may be outstanding, but there's no reason that these issues cannot be taken up by a transitional government meeting as a unified body of opposition and government in the coming 6 weeks. It's also important, the Security Council members noted that the recent face-to-face meetings between President Salva Kiir and Dr. Riek Machar has repeated and become a regular feature. The Security Council signalled its strong desire for the momentum of the peace process to be maintained, and so much so that they are travelling together as a group to South Sudan towards the end of this month to see the situation firsthand and to put their weight behind the political process. And we look forward to supporting their trip. On the other issue of the protection of civilians, UNMISS drafted a report that was forwarded to the Secretary General and submitted to the Council, Security Council. We did that with the support of the humanitarian community here about the future of the POC sites. It's a complex issue. These sites were set up as a last resort to physically protect people in fear of their lives. In the past months, the security environment has improved, and that has motivated people to go home and rebuild their lives. About 20,000 people have voluntarily left POC sites since the peace agreement was signed. Many left of their own accord, while others have requested assistance from humanitarian agencies and UNMISS to help them move back. They tell us of their concerns about going home, uncertainty that the peace process will continue on, insecurity in their home areas, including issues around criminality and intercommunal violence, and a lack of basic services in communities. Ultimately, I want to note, it is the primary responsibility of the South Sudanese government to establish the conditions for a displaced families to return safely and in dignity. In particular, the government needs to do more to find land for people who want to leave the POC sites. But I will say that humanitarians have increased their efforts to establish much needed services such as water and education in places they are returning to so that they can begin to sustain themselves when they get back. UNMISS will continue to physically protect people in our POC sites until they feel ready to leave. But we are also going to be stepping up the deployment of peacekeepers to remote communities for longer periods of time to provide a more protective presence for those people who are returning. It means our peacekeepers being more mobile and being more robust instead of keeping large numbers of troops on largely static duties around POC sites. That change in approach will depend very much on the continued commitment of the parties to implement the peace agreement. But we should remember that if there is durable peace with a transitional government established, the need for POC sites will no longer exist. UNMISS, as always, will be working alongside the parties and the people to help secure that peace. Thanks very much.